Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Good
Happy
morning.
Monday.
Hi, here we are on Monday. We almost all went home with a puppy this weekend.
No, it was so bad.
So
we rolled into Katie's little food donation event, and yeah, the puppies were there. Who is the organization? Do you remember who was given? I don't remember.
The funny thing is,
good looking puppies.
I made myself not find that out, so I didn't track them down and get that puppy this weekend.
Probably a smart move.
It really was on my part because those were some of the cutest dogs I think I've ever seen.
God, the one with the spot on his eye.
Yeah.
Like, I went back two or three times.
So did I.
I made the mistake, too, of taking far too many pictures of them and then showing them to my family.
Yeah,
why did you bring one home? Well, and I was like, well, I don't love you.
It's like you're a monster, right? Like, how did you hold that and not bring it to us? Like, my daughter said the same thing. She was just like, oh, you hate me. I was like, no, I love you, actually.
I was like, no, I just don't want the next 15 years of responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, waking up in the middle of the night to let them out.
Again, I went back and forth all weekend, and finally somebody told me, you are on a morning show, and you like to sleep.
Yeah.
I was oh, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Katie was waffling back and forth. Should I get one? I was like, you went on the air a couple weeks ago and were complaining about your neighbors with the dogs barking nonstop. And I was like, that's going to be you.
That's going to be me.
You're going to leave that poor dog at home in a crate, and he's going to be barking while you're at work.
I know. And
like,
it's
don't
just,
do that to that
You
dog.
Don't think of that when you're hugging and just holding that cute little thing. And it's funny because, like, the third time I went back, I was holding the one with the little spot on his eye, and our promotions girls were standing there with me, and I was talking to one of them, and I was just like, he looks like he'd be a great hiking dog, wouldn't he? And she's like, yeah, he does. And I was like, you know, I'm going to call him Jamal. And I was actually Murray. He looks like a Murray.
He does look like a Murray.
He looks like a Murray. And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm hoping I adopt him. I was like, well, look at me. I just named your puppy. Like, she was going to get the puppy I was
and you're
holding.
Like, no.
But she was checking with her parents, and I don't think her parents gave her the go ahead. So she didn't end up getting a puppy.
I had named that one too. It was going to be Clark.
Yeah, okay.
Like, Clark.
We both. And they said, they're like, if you name it, you're taking it home. I was like, oh my God, I totally named it.
Telling to
back off. Back off right now.
I totally named it Murray.
They were just so cuddly.
Oh,
like,
so cute.
They would come right up to you and then just let you hold them, and they put their head against your like chest, and I was like, I need you. I love you so much. I want you.
They wrapped their paw around
your arm
like they were like holding you.
Oh my God, please don't let me go back in the cage.
So the funny part about those puppies is they were so cute that the person who was throwing on the adoption for the dog shelter, the one in charge, ended up adopting one of those puppies
because
they weren't that cute. I'm telling you, like, even the lady who throws the adoption event was like, no, this one's something special. So she ended up adopting the one that looks like the with the black and brown colors on it.
Kind of like a German Shepherd.
Yeah, like German Shepherd Rottweiler look. Yeah.
So cute.
That she ended up adopting him. And then I found out her dog before was the one on the poster. I'm like, oh, so this is the thing for you. You're just out here adopting the puppies at your events, you know? But how could you not? They were so
cute.
Well,
you just walk away.
And that's how you get people to donate food, though. You bring firefighters and puppies to your event.
That's right.
I tell you what.
It looked like it went pretty well,
it
though.
Did.
You guys had a lot of food.
It sure did. Shout out to Be the Good One. Shout out to everyone who stopped by to donate food because we helped a lot of families in need. I mean, with everything going on right now, you talk about being thankful and the things in our lives that, you know, you just like day in, day out, you don't think about food until you don't have it, you know? And that's why we were there to make sure that people who didn't have food this time of year were able to get it and able to get it with a source of dignity. Because I don't know about you guys, if you've ever had to stand in a line and wait for food. I have as a single mom, and you've really got to swallow your pride. And it is not an easy thing to do. So thank you for everybody who came out and showed support because, again, we just want to make sure that people have food. It's a necessity. And thanks for everyone doing
There's
your part.
Piles of stuff there.
We appreciate
it. They had a cute little craft fair going on, too. And
we
got a little goodie bag with some stuff in it.
Oh, my God. The bakery saw so much of my money.
Yeah, the
there was
good.
A Puerto Rican food truck, and I had some mofongo.
Did you get some? You were nonstop talking about
it. I had mofongo in my car. I
it's
don't
just
know if that's ever been done before, but I made a little like food influencer video eating mofongo in my car, and I was like, I don't know if it's ever been done before. This may be a first, mofongo in the car.
Did you hashtag mofongo?
I did. I haven't actually edited it yet,
Sounds
but
like
I'm
Matumbo.
Going to. I'm going to hashtag mofongo, but it blew my mind. I've never
had it.
What
is Mofongo?
So it's kind of like if you, like, the Mofongo part of it's almost like a tamale. It's like the starch part of the dish.
Yeah, stop saying Mofongo.
There's like the meat that came with it. It was the pork Mofongo. That is some of the best pork I've ever had in my life. Like, the outside of it was so crispy and crunchy.
What's the Mofongo? Is it?
The Mofongo was like, again, it's like a tamale type texture, but it's made with plantains and garlic and onion.
And they put the meat in it?
No, the meat was off the side, but I think there's different ways to make it. So, like, I've seen it look different ways, but the way I got it was kind of a disassembled Mofongo, and then I assembled the Mofongo.
Okay.
And it was delicious. It was so good. Like, what was great, it was all these sauces that you dipped in it, and I was just, like, in my car having a time.
It
yes,
looks
that's
good.
It.
You live 2 minutes down the road. Why don't you just go home and eat it?
Well,
she couldn't wait, Jer.
You eat them in your car. That's what you do as a food influencer, Jer. Like, you have to eat it in your
air quotes.
But it blew my
eating
mind.
Disorder.
And then last night, I ate it again. So it was like 3 full days of eating Mofongo.
Sure. You had 3 days in a row?
Wow, that's a lot of Mofongo.
It was a big helping. So, like, it was the same container. But
what a good
I
weekend for you. Firefighters,
so
puppies,
good.
And Mofongo.
And Mofongo. And we helped people today, this weekend, you know? We helped people, too. So.
Yeah.
So many people, and there are just like so many people who came to say hi to us. Like, go look at the pictures on Instagram. I know a lot of people had fun at that Pentatonix concert that we were given tickets away to. Like, it was just great.
Jam-packed
so thank
weekend
you
for everybody.
To everyone who came out. It was absolutely fabulous.
Very
so,
good. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh. All one word. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and the IG. Go see the pictures of the Mofongo.
Yeah.